Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined, with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Second hour of Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. At Speed Freaks on Twitter, Facebook, and of course the website speedfreaks.tv. Last hour, a freaking flashback with Bobby Unser. Did you miss that? Going to be up on our website tomorrow morning, speedfreaks.tv. Lou Gramm, former frontman of Foreigner, 80 million plus records that he assumed has been sold with Foreigner.
That's a lot.
Wrap your mind around that stat, man. Of how many? That's 80 million records. That's not including singles. That's not including the digital downloads that continue every day around the planet.
Think about that. So wait, Kenny, when you got, for some of your interviews, when you would get a gold record from a group, what did a gold record symbolize? What did a platinum record symbolize? How many millions?
In the United States, it's 500,000, which is...
What? That's it?
At one time, I'm not sure what the hell it is now, but at one time, it was, the original was 500,000.
For a gold record?
For a gold record. And a million was platinum.
Oh, wow.
You've got... And it's...
Oh, wow.
You've got a Canadian gold record, which may be 50,000, because it depends on the population of that country. You follow me? Like, if you sell 500,000 copies of a record in Canada versus 500,000... in the United States, I mean, you're a freaking god in Canada. You're selling those kind of numbers.
But basically, a group that got a platinum record, because I remember platinum records in the 80s were just such big deals in early 90s. So you're saying with Foreigner, this would be 80 million platinum records.
No. It'd be 80 platinum records.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
80 platinum. That's crazy.
Statman, you could fill up your walls with 80 platinum records.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just sitting here counting all the ones that I have stored in the closet, you know. I mean, that's a pretty impressive
wow.
number.
Wow.
But what we wanted to hit this segment was Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Sidney Crosby. You're going, what? Why are you talking about one of the few big-time faces of the NHL compared to the face of NASCAR? It's a great article that came out at SportingNews.com, and we'll have it up there at Twitter, where they were comparing the concussion stat, man, of Sidney Crosby and Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale Earnhardt Jr., who, of course, isn't racing for the rest of the year in NASCAR. Sidney Crosby, which he was held out with the season opener last Thursday for the Penguins, and not quite sure when he's going to be back on the ice for the Penguins.
Yeah, the season just started, and you're without your big man.
Yeah.
That's pretty serious.
But Statman, he's the doctor in Pittsburgh, and I think you make a good point in our pre-show discussion, how... The doctor in Pittsburgh, and it seems a lot of this concussion information and dialogue and studies seem to now be centralized in Pittsburgh, of all places, Statman.
Well, that's where the doctor who discovered it, Bennett Omalu, that's where he was a doctor, a medical examiner after the fact. He'd studied dead bodies. That's where he was based. And
Statman, real quick, that's kind of where the concussion movie with the NFL was based on his findings, right?
Right, exactly. So that's where he was based. That's where he did a lot of the initial research on his own dime and took it to some of the people who had specialized in Alzheimer's research. And they, in fact, thought that what the slides that he was showing them were from Alzheimer's patients. And it wasn't until he finally told them, this was a former football player, Mike Webster, of the Pittsburgh Steelers, that they got an issue here. And they started to put this all together and came up with the name chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Yes.
I think that's the way you pronounce
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good job. That's not an easy
but
word to say.
CTE. And, you know, my concern, bringing this back to motor racing and, in our reality, I think that it's time that we really had a look at what's happening with all of these accidents. Guys slam into the wall, and they run head on into the wall, they back into the wall. And how Jerry Nadeau's life changed dramatically when he had a crash at Richmond in 2003. Now he's teaching guys how to drive. His family's broken up. His father died, his best friend. It's just an enormous change in your life. So I'm very happy, not that Dale Jr. has had the problem, but that it's happened to him, and he's large enough in the promotional side to say, look, this is a problem, and I'm going to look over myself. And he's not a guy that's on the edge where sponsors are going to walk away from him. He's got enough going for him that he could be the picture of this in motor racing, and especially in NASCAR.
You know, in a sense, it's sad, though, but it's sad in all sports that it's taken until 2016 to really figure out how serious concussions are. And it's just maddening. It's saddening that it took Dale Earnhardt Sr. for NASCAR to get serious about seat belts and full face helmets and the Hans device and soft walls. And Dale Earnhardt Sr. was the fourth of four NASCAR fatalities in a 12-month period. And now we had Ernie Irvin with massive head injuries in the mid-90s. And you just brought up Jerry Nadeau, and of course Dick Trickle, who committed suicide from what some are thinking might be CTE repercussions. why did we have to go through these issues with other drivers? Why is it the face of the series, Dale Earnhardt Jr., who has to be very serious about this, and people will take him seriously, but not other drivers with concussions? I don't know. I just don't like the reactionary thought process of NASCAR, its fans, its directors, in how this has come about. But then again, I can't complain, because at least now we are moving forward. So, yeah, thank you, Dale Earnhardt Jr., for taking this so seriously and for getting involved with Dr. Mickey Collins in Pittsburgh, and for him saying, no, you're going to sit down and get well before you get back in that cockpit.
Part of the problem that Bennett Omalu had, who discovered the CTE and named it, was that, and it's continued, is that you can't discover the proteins that appear in the brain until you can examine the brain. And that doesn't happen until someone's dead. I hope that there is some way that they will learn how to find the presence of these proteins before someone dies, so that you can step in and say, hey, this is a red light. You need to stop. And if you continue, there's going to be real problem here. Maybe there's, you know, we can only hope that that is what's happening with people like Sidney Crosby and Dale Jr., with a guy like Dr. Mickey Collins, who heads the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center's concussion program. Maybe they can find some way to find a red flag that these proteins are growing and you need to change your lifestyle some way.
Exactly. It doesn't do me any good to bitch about the past and how things haven't been done right in the past. At least we're moving forward. At least the NFL, after years of denying it, is moving forward. And let's just hope that things aren't as serious with players like Carson Palmer. I still don't think Carson Palmer's 100% with the Cardinals. I think he's taken more than one massive hit to the head on the turf this year. And just fingers crossed that things do continue to improve with him, but also Cam Newton. And then Sua Cravens of the Washington Redskins, who tweeted that he's going to now have to permanently wear glasses because of the concussion he took a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And Dale Jr. responding to him on Twitter saying, hey, man, I have those same glasses because of my recent concussion this summer, I also have visual impairments, especially when it comes to moving objects. And I think Dale Jr. was very forthcoming when he talked to everyone, what was it, at Darlington this year? And said he still experiences balance issues. He feels fine when he's sitting on the couch, but when he gets up and moves outside, which the doctor says he needs to do more of because he needs to stimulate those responses, but that's where he feels uncomfortable. But the more he gets out and starts to drive, as he is now, down the highway, things gradually get better. But man, this has been serious.
I think a concern of mine is this. Where are we in the steps of studying concussion compared to where we were 40, 50 years ago in studying the effects of smoking? You continue to have deniers out there, and I understand Gary Bettman's position with the National Hockey League, who is your president, CEO, your head honcho of the National Hockey League, that denies any connection between concussions in hockey and CTE, and he's denying it from an attorney or lawyer's perspective. I think that's the denial that we've got to continue to fight.
Well, the NFL denied it for so long, and they still have people within the organization that deny the connection to CTE. And there's so much evidence out there that blatantly is saying this is existing.
Is this Statman, is this sports climate change? You know, there's not a climate change. There is a climate change.
Well, yeah, I think it's even more important to their reality, not to the overall world's reality, but to their reality, because in sports they have a liability issue. The people suing the NFL, I imagine that it could come up if these problems exist in NASCAR, that people could be sued in NASCAR. So they really do have to deny it, that we don't have anything to do with it, because they have a liability if someone's brain gets screwed up so bad that they take their own life. And we're not saying that's what's happening with Dale Jr., but that's what happened with some people in the NFL, that if their brain gets screwed up and their life changes, then they could sue NASCAR, the NFL, the NHL, because they were playing that sport and their life changed because of it.
I can speak from experience, actual physical experience. 5-6 years ago, Crash, you may be able to help me better with the date, and again, maybe due to the concussion, I experienced from my perspective, a severe concussion.
I think it was over 10 years ago.
Was it? I was night skiing in Southern California, hit a little divot, going about 5 miles an hour, putting on my gloves, hit a little divot, there was a compression, and I flew up, bam, came down on the back of my head, underneath, of all places, underneath the freaking ski lift. And I remember hearing people going, dude, are you okay? You okay? And being the man and douchebag that I am, yeah, I'm fine. And at that point.
And then skied down the rest of the mountain.
The ski patrol even said, hey, man, you need some help coming? No, I'm fine. But and this is how stupid we are as people. Crash was with me. Crash asked me, Kenny, are you okay to drive home? Sure. I was in my Ford Explorer driving home, having hallucinations of elephants, palm trees, plumbing, cats, sky, spaceships.
And you never told me.
I mean, that's
I kept asking if you were okay, and you kept saying, yep, I'm fine.
It's you're in your reality, but you're dreaming. Your brain is dreaming. And I continued to deny there were any issues. I got home. I had the cold shivers. I felt like I needed to throw up. Crasher was kind enough to say, dude, we got to get you in the emergency center. Bam, I started throwing up in the hospital. From that point forward, you start to have a little bit of self-evaluation. Think, you know what? You're a bit more fragile than you actually think. And the fact that you can be going 5 miles an hour on skis, hit your head, and jar your brain enough to where you're hallucinating as you are in your own reality. When you're experiencing reality, you look at guys like Dale Earnhardt Jr., Sidney Crosby, Carson Palmer, Cam Newton. These dudes are taking that hit that I had every week.
To the nth degree.
Yeah. I mean, Carson Palmer, wink, wink, said this was his first concussion in 168 games. That's bull-ass.
Yeah, no, he was... It was a wink, wink moment.
Statman, I don't know if you've ever experienced a concussion, but after I can identify with these guys. Did it, or does it continue to have lasting effects? I'd like to think of some of the mistakes that I continue to make. I'd like to blame it on that, or my 2.5-year-old daughter.
Yeah, we always have anybody who plays sports or anything that you could end up taking a blow to the head, boxing. Football, soccer. They say soccer is because you hit the ball with your head, that is a problem also. I mean, I saw my granddaughter. She ran into someone when she was playing a little soccer game when she's 6 or 7 years old. And the shock of it surprised her so much that for two or three counts, she just sat there for a minute. Then she realized that she was hurt and she was scared, and she got up and ran crying to her mother. So, you know, it was just amazing to watch that, you know, that time is probably all of 3 seconds, but it looked like an hour when you're looking at someone that you love there, and they're hurt, and what can you do? But, you know, you had to be careful to watch. And I called her mother and said, look, you got to watch what happens with her over the next 24 hours. Is she nauseous? Does she have a headache? Does she see double vision? Because all of those things, kids, when they're 6 or 7, may not be able to identify what the problem is. But all the thing they know is, mommy, I don't feel good. And then you got to have respect for that, because that's what happens when your brain gets jarred inside your skull. And, you know, some people, when they're adults, when they're drivers, I'm bigger than that. When they're skiing, I'm bigger than that. I got no problem. But when you start having hallucinations, you know, you got to have respect for that, because the brain controls everything. And if we don't have some respect for it, nobody else will.
Curious where we are in the curve of understanding concussions. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Are we on the other side of the hill yet, or are we still climbing the face because we don't know enough yet?
And I say again, until we can figure out what the markers are for that kind of reality, so that you can't open up somebody's head and say, what's going on in here, until you could do that, then we're still on the upswing of this.
Coming up next, we're going to hear from Dale Earnhardt Jr. the way we always intended to hear from Dale Earnhardt Jr. What do I mean by that? Well, stick around. Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high-performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Here's a Dave Despain tip. No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperature, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about. But one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at racetalkradio.com.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. When I played the Beaver on TV, I often got into trouble without even meaning to. Well, years later, after I left Hollywood, I got into real trouble. My blood sugar was through the roof. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. And today, you can try this fast and easy solution without risk. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to jerrymathers66.com for your free video. That's jerrymathers66.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to jerrymathers66.com now.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Lucas Oil Studios, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Missed into the show, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv, and hopefully you follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks and like our Facebook page, Speed Freaks. Crash Gladys, Statman, Kenny Sargent, and we've had Dale Earnhardt Jr. in the Freak Nation many, many times. Most recently, it was February this year after he won the one of the duels, that Thursday prior to the 500 Crasher.
Yes, I forget if it was the first or second duel, but yeah.
Right. We had Dale Earnhardt Jr. in the Freak Nation, and again, this is prior to any of the discussion of Dale Earnhardt Jr. and concussion issues, but after the news came out with his concussion issue, current concussion issues, and really what he's gone...
And it just continues to evolve week to week.
And what he's gone through, it's incredible that he was in a car in February, Crash, given the fact that he's had concussions prior to this most recent issue.
Many concussions. What, 2011, 2012?
Right.
Right. But, you know, like we've talked about in and out of the show, with a concussion, I mean, sometimes the first one's not as severe, but the more you get, the more severe, like Statman was talking about, the proteins in your brain that develop because of concussions, the more severe those proteins and the amount of them gets.
Statman, here's a question for you. and you might want to ponder this before you answer. You think Dale Earnhardt Jr. could have more significance outside of that race car with his concussion and being a messenger, a man of information on concussion and concussion issues, not just throughout the NASCAR community, but throughout sports, a guy that he doesn't have the concerns that the NHL can't come out and say, Sidney Crosby has a, how do you classify concussions?
It's not like a hurricane when you say category one to category five.
The NHL, they come out and they say, he has an upper body ailment. I can't think of the specific words at this point.
Oh, they say, it's either an upper body injury or a lower body injury. And the upper body injury could indeed, it could be anything from a tight shoulder to a concussion. But, and that's serious.
And because players in football and hockey and baseball, you're governed by your sport. Unlike Dale Earnhardt Jr., who's an independent contractor, he can come out without fear of repercussions and discuss his concussion.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you this with Dale Earnhardt Jr. before we get to his interview, Statman. Do you think he could play more significance outside of that race car with his concussion than he could inside the race car and and help carrying NASCAR as a series? Does my question make any sense?
I think without question he's more valuable outside the car. And if he never got in the car again, I think his value as an ambassador for the sport, for injuries in the sport, for concussions derived from the sport, I think he's far more valuable outside the car than inside the car. I don't think Dale Jr. will ever be a NASCAR champion, and I could hear the Twitterverse exploding as I say that, but I think that his value as one of the top names in the sport, I think he's already experienced some of that just by sitting out of the car and people listening to what he has to say and his ability to react with other athletes who have experienced problems similar to his, him showing up wearing the glasses and talking about the symptoms. I think he's already shown that he has value outside the car, and that value far exceeds his running for a potential championship.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And we've said it a couple times in the show, but yeah, like he's a Washington Redskins fan, and he interacted with recently concussed Sua Cravens on Twitter and talking about how I've got the exact same thing you do right now. Don't worry, things will get better. It just takes time. So, yeah, what his role outside of the cockpit will be moving forward, anyone knows, and it's completely up to him. But I'm with you. I think it could be much more valuable than driving.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., the last time he was in the Freak Nation, is when he won himself a duel prior to the Daytona 500. Dale Earnhardt Jr., the Speed Freaks in Lucas Oil Studios.
Dale, have you had any time to sit down and have a cold beer before you join the Freaks, bud?
No, I probably won't be drinking this weekend, but I got a little rule. At 41 years old, it's hard to recover, so I don't drink after Tuesday. But all right, we're excited, and we can't wait to get an opportunity to get into the 500 with this car and hopefully get a shot at a win there.
Now, Dale, we've talked to a number of people today about, of course, the duels and about how dominant you are specifically on the bigger tracks. What the hell do you have that's so dominating on these bigger tracks, these restrictor plate tracks?
It's the race car. You know, we've really worked to get our restrictor plate program better in the last several years, and it's just what you get, what you put in, and the guys are working real hard to give us a good, a good car and good engine, and their car is just super dominant. It's making passes, and whenever I ask it to make a move, it's pulling through and doing what I need it to do, and I don't really take a whole lot of credit. I point the car and shoot it, and it goes.
Dale Jr., shut up, because you need to... No, I'm being serious. You need to take credit for this. You are one of the masters at restrictor plate racing. Bottom line, the car can be crap, and you still drive it or find a way to drive it to victory lane. Come on.
I don't know. We've had some cars that weren't quite as good over the years, and they're a real challenge, because there's some very capable guys out there with good cars, and you can't come here you know, with only a few bullets in the chamber, you got to have a full clip when you come to Daytona and Talladega, because there's some amazing cars out there with capable drivers in them. And this car we're driving now just is so dominant. It won the 150 last year, and it won at Daytona and Talladega in the in two of the four plate races, and finished second and third in the other two. So it's got a great track record.
I saw a statistic earlier today, Dale, that said it was of all drivers who have raced at Daytona 10 or more times, or maybe just the Daytona 500, 10 or more times, who has the highest average finishing position? Number one was your dad. Number two is you. And that's not the car, baby.
That's not good enough. I want to be on one. I have to start working on it and try to improve my finishes so that I can beat his average, because I think there's only one place where maybe I could be his equal on the racetrack, and that might be at Daytona and Talladega. And that's something I'm real proud of, and I'm proud of everything he's done. He's won a lot of races here. I think he's won 36 races at Daytona alone, so we're up to about 17. We got a long way to go.
Dale Jr., you've won 17 times at Daytona. Your dad won 34 times. You're halfway there, but doesn't it make that 34 number seem crazier? You've won a ton of times at Daytona, and you're only halfway to what your father did.
I know, it's amazing, you know, but he won 10 of these duels in a row, and he won 5 Xfinity races in a row, and, you know, he had the IROC races and so forth, so the wins in that series as well. So he's had a heck of a history here at Daytona, and I'm just glad to be able to add to it a little bit.
He never had Amelia, though.
He didn't. I know he'd love what we're driving today.
Of course, Amelia being the name of your car, you're quite confident.
Yeah, he would like it. It's an amazing car, and you know, usually our cars are obsolete after about 6 months, and we're building new ones. But this one's been running so well, we decided to keep taking it to the track. And you typically don't name them, but we've had it so long, it's got a personality of its own with its success. So we had to give it a name, and we feel confident that it's one of the best cars in the field.
Hey, Dale, I got to ask you, after your victory today, are you going to take something from your favorite football team? Did you say,
oh,
you like that? You like that? Are you going to say that after he wins this year?
Oh, no.
I don't know. Yeah,
come on.
Know. I need that guy to get his contract signed. I heard the talks ain't going so well, but we need to figure that out.
Can we get one from you?
Yeah, no. I'm in a room full of people. I don't think
after Sunday night.
Sunday. Sunday, we'll do it.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. joining the Freaks. It doesn't get old winning at Daytona International Speedway. For some others in their professional categories, whether it's NFL or NBA, they just kind of take it like, okay, another championship. But talk about from a driver's standpoint and what it means to win at Daytona International Speedway.
You know, the track is incredible. When you pull in here, you certainly it's different than anything else. It's so big. And you get a feeling of that you're somewhere special, somewhere historic, and you know, you want to go to victory lane, and you want to celebrate with your team at places like that that have so much history. It's pretty much the, you know, kind of where NASCAR really got its start, and started really going into the mainstream. This was a very, you know, crazy idea when they built this racetrack, a 2.5 mile banked oval. There was nothing like that in the country. And it's weathered the storm, and it's still today the biggest race of the year. And it's quite a spectacle. We've got it's, you know, great new grandstands that they build in front of the racetrack, a great new experience for the fans. And it sets the standard. Every time we do something big as far as our facilities, Daytona is the leader of that as far as the fan garages, the fan, you know, fan-friendly garages that we had, and that we're starting to see at other racetracks. Daytona starts all that stuff. They're sort of they set the standard, and everyone else sort of follows suit.
Dale, good luck to you, buddy. You've been a member of the Freak Nation for 15 years, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, and I hope I'll be talking to you guys here in a couple of days.
You see, that's the Dale Earnhardt Jr. that we enjoy so much, just lively, kind of giving it back to us here in the Freak Nation. Dale Earnhardt Jr. with Speed Freaks in the Lucas Oil Studios. Coming up next, it's Not Much Motorsports. It's going to be a different take on our segment that we typically do on a Sunday night, but it will not be much about motorsports. Maybe a lot about Kaepernick and Doug Baldwin and what's going on in the National Football League. Stick around. Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Hi, Dave Despain here to tell you transmissions are one of the most complicated and expensive components in your car or truck. Don't let leaks and low fluid make a bad situation even worse. Use Lucas Transmission Fix in your older car's transmission to stop slipping, hesitation, and rough shifting. Lucas Transmission Fix, specially formulated to make your automatic transmission perform like new. Oh, and it actually eliminates most leaks. It also works on your light-duty manual transmissions to increase shifting ease and transmission life. Shift your problem to Lucas Transmission Fix.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tires provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high-performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of 4 qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV-TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV-TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAV-TV.com. MAV-TV is motorsports.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. It takes all the hassles out of shining your tires. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Large applicators also available. Get 4 No Mess applicators online now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com. That's buynomess.com. Act now and get one free bottle of Lucas Oil Tire Dressing.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
you're back to Speed Freaks on a Sunday night, miss any of the show, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Typically on a Sunday night, we wrap it up with Not Much Motorsports, and we're going to do it again. It is Not Much Motorsports here in the Freak Nation. And we haven't heard Statman's perspective. I want to get into this because it's still pretty meaty out there, meaning it's still above the fold when it comes to Colin Kaepernick and National Football League players and U.S. women's soccer team player. There's a number of people involved in sports, Crasher.
NBA, as all these guys are gearing up for their season and what they're potentially planning for the national anthem. And again, it's not a protest or disrespecting the flag. It's not protesting the anthem. What it is protesting what that flag stands for. It's supposed to stand for equality and respect for everyone equally in the United States. And those who feel that it does not stand for that anymore, the way this year and many years leading up to this year have gone with mistreating of individuals, just you name it. If you don't feel that that flag stands for equality, then you take a knee or you lock arms or you raise a fist. Guys, you've got to start realizing that that's the message. It's not disrespecting the flag. It's not disrespecting our veterans. It's trying to move forward the message of equality in this great country of ours.
There was a great interview that I saw with Doug Baldwin and 60 Minutes Sports recently, and that's really why I wanted to bring this up, because what Doug Baldwin, receiver for the Seattle Seahawks, what he's doing, he's taking what Colin Kaepernick has done and really advancing the conversation. He's having meetings with police chiefs. He's wanted to get all the state's attorney generals together to have a discussion. His father is a former police chief for 30-plus years in Florida. But more importantly, I want to have the conversation with Statman, a black man. He's been a black man for a number of years. Is it Warren Moon that actually had that conversation at one time? Like, how long have you been a black man?
Somebody I think it was Doug Williams who was asked the question, how long have you been a black quarterback?
Yeah. Well, Statman, as long as I've known him, he's been a black man. And
yep. Almost 70 years.
Yeah. And I really wanted to hear your take on where we are in this and where sports has taken this topic of the national anthem, Statman. And we've lived, Speed Freaks has been going on almost 17 years, and there's interesting situations for Crash and myself where we've kind of lived our life through a black man's eyes from time to time. Because we hear your opinion and how you see things.
Or just walking next to him in the garages. I got to admit, yeah. Seeing some things I didn't think I'd see.
How we've kind of seen life in it from a different angle, being part of your life. But I want to get your take on where we are with the Colin Kaepernick situation. And that's the way I refer to it, because that's what put this front and center on the front burner for us to have this conversation. Where are you in this conversation and where it started to where we are now?
It's an interesting question that you ask. I think that the world was so taken aback and still is in that aback phase where they aren't taking any respect for the protest as they are for what they're protesting about. Everybody's caught up in taking a knee and raising a fist and doing all the things that are happening. But they're not having this conversation about the actual what's happening, where people are getting shot, officers and suspects are getting shot, and something's got to be done about that. I think that the conversations that I've seen with Doug Baldwin have moved the process along and have taken the thing in a different direction, where we are not talking about the taking a knee and raising a fist as much as we are what can be done about this. So, yes, I think good is coming from this. I think more good will come from it if, like the Seattle Seahawks, where they're locking arms with each other. But I don't think anything is going to happen until a famous white athlete steps up and takes a knee or raises a fist or says something, I support Doug Baldwin and Colin Kaepernick. It would never happen, but if Tom Brady or someone on that level, Carson Palmer, or even a coach, Pete Carroll, if Pete Carroll would step up and say some of the things that he's reportedly said in the team meetings at the Seahawks, that would change people's opinion. Right now, it's just black guys protesting. And we've seen black guys protest about everything for any reason since the 60s. So if something could happen that would bring more people out to change this dialogue to say, well, maybe there's something to this because Tom Brady says it's a problem, then, yeah, that would change things. It doesn't seem like that's going to happen, though. Brady politically hasn't shown the wherewithal to speak up about even the things that he's supported in the past. So, I think we've got it's a real problem. And I think Doug Baldwin, again, him taking another direction, having meetings, how can we change the way police officers are trained? How can we change the dialogue here? I think that's what needs to happen and what is happening. And we lose, we change the dialogue from protesting to what can we do to change things. Maybe when the NBA season starts and you get this thing will start up again, it will be another deluge of what's going on the sidelines at the national anthem. But maybe somebody in the NBA, like LeBron or the guys who said something before the ESPYs, maybe they will have something to step up. But I still think that as far as athletes are concerned, until a white athlete steps up and joins in the protest, then, the people are just going to say this is a black problem. The black people need to stop doing this, as if black people can change the way racism affects them. It's amazing to me that we think that that's possible, but some people do.
But in saying a white athlete needs to stand up, Megan Rapinoe, or take a knee, Megan Rapinoe with women's soccer, she took a knee, but obviously it didn't get a lot of coverage because women's soccer just doesn't get the coverage that it deserves. And she took a knee and then in her post-game press conference said, I took the knee during the anthem because I thought Colin Kaepernick was getting too many rude comments. What he's doing is right. He's standing up or he's taking a knee because it is his right to do so and protest the lack of equality in America. And she also said, as a gay athlete and as a woman, I've experienced things similar, so I want to support him. But then again, she's not big enough. Like you said, we need a Tom Brady. We need an Eli Manning. But didn't Steve Kerr say something?
You have two of the most important coaches in the NBA, Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr, who absolutely support their players and their stance. You have Greg Popovich, who pretty much laid it out there, saying it's easy for white people because we haven't lived that experience, talking about a black person's experience through life in the United States. It's difficult for many white people to understand the day-to-day feeling that many black people have to deal with. It's not just a rogue policeman or a policeman exerting too much force or power. When we know that most of the police are just trying to do their job, which is very difficult, I'd be scared to death if I was a policeman and I stopped a car. And he goes on and on to talk about whether it's Dr. Martin Luther King getting large groups together and boycotting buses or what's happened in Carolina with the NBA and other organizations pulling events. I think the important thing that Kaepernick and others have done is to keep it in the conversation. This is Greg Popovich. Steve Kerr, to paraphrase him, very similar comments to what Popovich. And I think you just said this in your comments, Statman, when the NBA rolls around, it's going to come to a different level than where we are. The NBA players, you can see these players. They're not wearing helmets. They're not wearing pads. You see these players on the court. I think it's going to take it to another level with the vast majority of players are African Americans in the National Basketball Association.
But like Statman said, do we need a big white athlete to make the statement go to the next level?
It certainly is not going to hurt. I think yes. And not a white athlete that has the ear of white America.
Yeah, and I think it, if a white athlete would just step up, that would get the ear of the America, because it
so
would
not
be,
a white coach, a white athlete.
Yeah, it's somebody that's in the same place, and it probably will come from the NBA because the NBA contracts are guaranteed. The NFL contracts are not guaranteed. They can get rid of an NFL athlete where they can't get rid of an NBA athlete. So the NBA athletes feel a little more emboldened to step up and say something, and maybe we'll have that person come up and say, I'm in favor of what they are doing, and maybe they'll even kneel with them or raise a fist with them because their contracts are guaranteed and not going to lose any money out of the thing.
Yeah, don't even get me into the conversation about here's Colin Kaepernick. 3 weeks ago, dude was eligible. He's feeling fine, eligible to start, and then all of a sudden he restructures his contract, and oh, okay, he's starting this weekend.
That's the NFL. You know, they have these numbers out there to say he signed a $50 million contract, but only $20 million of it's guaranteed. So they could get rid of him at a moment's notice, and they could. Doug Baldwin said that one owner in the league, and I've heard people imply that it's Jerry Jones in Dallas, that he has told his players that if you get in my stage, you're going to do what I say, and you're going to stand for the national anthem, and you're going to like it. So, yeah, there's a lot of guys in the NFL who have a different reality than the guys in the NBA.
So and there it is. There's the guy that can move it forward. When Tony Romo starts again, if Tony Romo takes a knee, that's what will change the conversation.
That would change the conversation enormously.
Wouldn't it, though?
Come on, Tony!
Blow the top off of AT&T Stadium.
Freak Nation, it's a big show for you tonight. Thank you guys for hanging around and being a part of it. Did you miss any of it? Bobby Unser was in here, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Lou Gramm, former front man of Foreigner. They all were in here in the Freak Nation. You can go to the website tomorrow morning at speedfreaks.tv. The good thing about this is next Sunday night, we hopefully, weather permitting, will have Talladega under our belts, and we'll know who's moving on in the NASCAR Sprint Cup chase. For Crash Gladys, Triple F, Jerry Bear in San Francisco, Statman, I'm Kenny Sargent. Shoot the juice to the moose, and Statman,
cut it loose.
Yep.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
So you're driving something big or small that demands synthetic oils. Then you need to add Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer with each oil change, which won't be that often, as Lucas's special formula increases oil life up to 50% longer, all while reducing heat and wear in your car or truck's engine. You'll find increased power and fuel economy as well. If it spins, heats, shifts, or turns, you need Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance. And that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits at hashtag Grabber. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV-TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV-TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV-TV is motorsports.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind the scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent. And for over 100 years, General Tires provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of 4 qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to generaltire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.